Parshas Vayeschanan. The pasuk says Vayeschanan al Hashem ba'isai lemor Hashem Elokim ata achilois al haros es avdecho es godlecho ve'siotcha chazoka Hashem ikil b'shamayim uvares asher yaseh masecha v'chigvoroisecho. So Rashi says, what does it mean ata rois al hadas? That af Baesaira, she says, Lachar shekavashti eretz Sichon ve'og, dimisi shema hutar haneder. I thought that maybe hutar haneder, because how could I be allowed to get eretz Sichon ve'og? So the Maral explains why, because eretz Sichon ve'og is the eretz. The pasuk says, Lo yovi, Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yovi esam haze el haaretz asher nishba lavoisam loses lohem. Right? And the Aretz of Sichon Ve'og is part of the Aretz Asher Nishba Lohem, because they are part of the Emori, right? And that's what Rashi says, Eretz Ha'u Eretz Ikorer Eretz Refoim. And Rashi says, what's Eretz Refoim? Eretz Shenishbati Le'Avraham Avinu, that is Eretz Refoim. So you see that that's the land that was given to Avraham Avinu. So if that's the Eretz Oig Sichon and Oig is the Eretz Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to give to Klal Yisrael. So that's why he thought that Shema Hutar HaNeder. Now the question is, why Davka Beisai? So why did Moshe Rabbeinu go and conquer Sichon Ve'og? L'chari wasn't allowed to. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Yovi Esam Hazeh. Meaning, how was he allowed to conquer Eretz Sichon Ve'og? So says the Maral, because must be that the pasuk says is loses lohem. Is only also to give to Klal Yisrael. But if I could, even if Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven would not ask for the land, the Ramban writes that the land would have been, what you call it, desolated, was to be Eretz Chareva, was supposed to be without anybody. So then there's no issue. The only issue is to give to Klal Yisrael to populate. And that's why, says the Maral, that's why the apostle was saviu esakol hazeh el aretz asher nishbati lavoisam. The issue is Eretz Asher Nishbati Lavoisam and Sichon Ve'og is, but is only also lo saviu esako halazeh el aretz asher nishbati lahem. And when they conquer Sichon Ve'og is supposed to be empty, to be desolated. That's what the Rabban writes in Parshat Matos. But after Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven asked to populate the land, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking, so then Taki, Moshe Rabbeinu Lemafreya was over the nether. So therefore, taki that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was over the Shvuah. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought that perhaps Hutar HaShvuah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, the Shvuah is not in this battle. Now, why not? The Pasuk says, Lo saviu esakol azer etzaharta shenishbati lavoisam. So says, and the problem is, and that's the kasha that the Parshas Drochim asks in Drush HaShmini. He says, one second, why taki was Mutar? Why the Kodesh Bochol, the Kodesh Bochol, transgressed the Shvuah? And Neder Shabbat Mikzor Shabbat L'Kuloi. Why? Number one, because it was populated. And the only, the Mishnah says, the difference between Ever HaYarden and all of Eretz Yisrael is only because you can't bring Bikurim from Ever HaYarden, because it's not Eretz Zavas Chalav U'Dvash. But Mashallah, the other mitzvahs, the other mitzvahs of Luis Boretz, they are Shove. Now, from the Parshas Drochem is Mashal that they are chayv the rice. Says Mikim Akloiz is showing if it's chayv the rice or the Rabbanan, the land of Ever HaYarden. But he says, but if this, the only thing which is the real difference that we know is Legabei Bikurim, but Legabei everything else, Lekol Apokos the Rabbanan, is Eretz Yisrael. And he says, and again, according to some Rishonim, he's even chayv min HaTorah. So why, according to those who showed him, why isn't this a transgression of the Shvuah? And even more, he says, if you look at the Ramban asks, why there is no mitzvah of Giuli Nochrim after Sichon Ve'og? It was only after Midian. And he says, why? Because that mitzvah, this is Milchemes Choyva. And Milchemes Choyva, you know that there is a halacha of Kadli de Chaziri, meaning that you could eat even Chazer. So therefore, there's no Giuli Nochrim. So says the Parshas Drochim, we see Beferush, that there is a law of Kadli de Chaziri, that is Mutar Giuli Nochrim on the Milchemes Sichem V'Oig. You see that that's the Milchemes Mitzvah. So you see Beferush that this is conquering Eretz Yisrael. More, we know that Rashi writes in Pirshat Torah, the Leah LaKuyhanim Levim Chelik V'Nachli Michov, Shitas Rashi, that includes Sichon V'Oig. So you see Beferush that Sichon V'Oig is Mamish Eretz Yisrael. So why wasn't there Haloch of Takim Chotar, the Botla Shavua? So the Maral writes, because the Eretz Yisrael Legabi the Shavua of Moshe Rabbeinu is totally in Bikurim. If it's not Eretz Yisrael Legabi Bikurim, that's no Yisur. Rasavir las Oretz Asher Nishbati Lavo Yitzam has to be fully Eretz Yisrael, including Bikurim. And the question is why? But the Chido writes in the Birkei Yosef, and he writes something very gishmak, and he says, you're right, because the Kedusha of Sichon V'Oig, it's only a derivative of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. You're right that today there is Kedusha, there is Gilui Nochrim, all this stuff. That's only after Eretz Yisrael is conquered. Before the Eretz Yisrael is conquered, there's no Kedusha of Evra Yarden. So the whole Kedusha of Evra Yarden is a derivative of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if Eretz Yisrael is not Nichbash, there's no Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And Mimela, this idea, it works like the Ari Miklat. The same way the Shorosh Ari Miklat of Evra Yarden were only functional as Ari Miklat once Moshe Rabbeinu chose, the same thing is Evra Yarden. So therefore, Bishas on Moshe Rabbeinu brought Klal Yisrael to there. He didn't come to there mitzad Eretz Yisrael. Only becomes Eretz Yisrael Remafreya after Eretz Yisrael is Nichbash. Therefore, he didn't transgress the Shavua. And the second question is why? Why is the Kedusha of Evra Yarden totally on the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael and becomes only a sniff to it? Now, some Achronim say that the answer is very simple, because it's only Laviu, Loisaviu, Esamazel, Aretz, Hashemati, you should not give it. Here, the issue is to bring Klal Yisrael into Evra Yarden, not to Eretz Yisrael. Here, he didn't bring, they came on their own. Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, and even Bnei Mashe, they didn't ask, they came because of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. On that, there is no Yisur Shavua. See, Yisur Shavua is only to give them the land. But as long as they took it on their own, there is no Yisur Shavua for Moshe Rabbeinu. And the question is again, why is Moshe Rabbeinu precluded just to... In other words, we always thought that Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's not it. Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to Eretz Yisrael. It's only also to bring Klal Yisrael into it. So the question is, why is it totally bringing Klal Yisrael? Why isn't the Yisrael of Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Eretz Yisrael, stamped to go to Eretz Yisrael? Question number one. Why is the Kedusha of Evra Yarden totally on that? Why Eretz Yisrael could the Maral is totally in the Bikurim? And more, why is the Yisrael to give to Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael? But as long as they took on their own, there's no Yisrael. Why the Yisrael of Eretz Yisrael of Moshe Rabbeinu is such a funny Yisrael? And not just the ability of not going to Eretz Yisrael. Those are the first set of questions. The second set of questions is the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Nun Hei in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Daf Nun Hei in Baba Kama says the following. Starts Daf Nun Daud of Beis Baba Kama. Shor Rab Chanin da Ben Agil et Rab Chiyah Baraba. Bipnei ma bedibrus rishonis lo nemar toif, o bedibrus achroinis nemar bem toif. Why does it say toif? Leman itav loch ve'arachte yomim. Omar loi. You should ask me if it says toif. I don't know if it says leman itavloch. So Gregory the quote says to Abbas, says that the Moroim did not know the sugim the chumash, which is so difficult to understand. But the Moroim did not say sadibris. But okay, it says I don't know if it says toif or not. Kol chetzer tanchum ben chanilo, yishugot reb chanilo, tanchum ben chanilo, shia rogil etzer vishu ben levi, shaya boki bagoda, oza legabi ole mimenu lo shamati, lakach oma lishmul bar nochum, achi imu shalavacha bereb chanina, veomen avi imu shalavacha bereb chanina, hoil ve soifon lishtover. The reason why it doesn't say ketoiv is because soifon lishtover, because they would then be broken. Fedimo vichisov lishtaber my havi, if they would be broken, so what's the problem? Because if they'll be broken, you realize that even something toiv is broken, that's why it doesn't say Lamani Tabloch. And the kasha, it's obvious, is here what he did know what it says in the Chumash? And if he didn't know what it says in Aseret HaDibros, why don't you bring the Chumash? You have to go to an Emoira to check because it was Boki Ba'agoda? What does that mean? And that's Marshall's question. He says, why did he know that? Okay. So Rav Schwab in his Sefer, in Man Beis HaSoyim, says a beautiful idea. And he says the following. From the Pesukim, is now Mashma, the Luchos and Shnios, were different Luchos and Shoinas. The Posh Pshat Moshe Rabbeinu v'chosavti isa ala Luchos, isa dvorim asher hoyu ala Luchos and Shon Moshe Shibarta. The Posh Pshat Luchos, Shnios, Luchos and Shoinas are the same. Only one is Psolacha, the other is a Luchos Maser Lekim. They were the same text. Moshe Rabbeinu in Pashas Veschanan, we learn, according to Rashi Balpeh, that this is the text of Luchos Shnios. You could have learned very easily that this is not the text of Luchos Shnios. This is the explanation of Moshe of the Luchos. So didn't say test in Luchos Shnios. That's what the Moira said. That's what Reb Chiya Bar Abba said. Reb Chiya Bar Abba said, who says that it says in the Luchos? It says in Schwab. Because this could be the text of Luchos Shnios was exactly like Luchos Shnios. And this Lemanit of Luchos Moshe Rabbeinu's explanation on the Luchos. So there's no difference between the two. Which, by the way, the people in Qumran, they believe the Luchos were the same Luchos. There's no difference. Veschanan is a Pirush in the Luchos. We that believe in Torah Shebal Peh believe the Luchos Shnios had the text of what it says by the Gemara, by the Pasuk. And that's the Kasha is, why does it say Leman Itavloch? And that's why he had to go to Baal Agoda to explain like, what's our tradition, what's our Mesoirah. And the Mesoirah is that it was written Leman Itavloch. It's not. The text was different. And the question is why Leman Itavloch? And the Medrash says there are two tests. There's not even the letter test in Luchos HaShniyos. On Luchos HaShniyos there are two. Bezroya Netuya on Leman Itavloch. And the question is the following. First of all, why isn't Rav Schwab correct? Meaning why Lemaise was it the text differently? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu write Luchos HaShniyos the same way as Luchos HaShniyos? And if that is the case, comes out that the letter test, Leman Itavloch, in itself is a component which is inherent to Luchos HaShniyos, to the fact that not only is not written Leman Itavloch because it's not a text, even the letter test is not written. Why don't you write the letter test? And it's why it's so important that the text of Luchos HaShniyos should be different than Luchos HaRishonos. To answer all of this, we will apply the Shloh and how actually the Shloh explains here. So the Shloh explains the following. And this follows what we spoke last week. Leman Eretz Sichon Doig. Moshe Rabbeinu could not bring Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is the world of physical. Moshe Rabbeinu was Ispaklari Hamira. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, the Ashgoch and Hashem, and the belief in Hashem, how Hashem interacts in the world with complete clarity. Klal Yisrael learned not in the Madriga. I always say that the shortage of the egel is that separation, that mediation, that there was no gilui mamish, there was an intermediate. That's why they saw Moshe Rabbeinu as an intermediate, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Shmoshe, they did the egel, really starts in our parsha. In our parsha, when they hear the luchos, the pasuk says, Ve'ata lama nomus kisochlenu ha'esh agdoy lazois in perek hei poskov beis im yoisim anachnu lishmu et kol Hashem Elokeinu oid v'masnu ki michol bosar krav ata ushma krav ata ushma you should eskol advorim ha'elu ve'at tedaber eleinu and you should say. So they asked Moshe Rabbeinu to be the intermediary. And that was the time that they didn't want to get the gilui mamish directly. They wanted the gilui to be through an intermediary. And Rashi says, "Ve'at tedaber eleinu." It says in Russian female, "Itashtem koich kenei keva." You made myself weaker than the keva. What's the pshat they made on the keva? Because you should have been saying, "Bimi eshlanu lilmod mipi agvura," and not lilmod. You should have learned directly. The idea is that they separate, which is the same chet of Etz Hadas, that Etz Chaim and Etz Hadas become separate. That now things don't become self-evident, they don't become obvious, they need the mediation. That's why when they says Ve'ate Daber Eleinu, that they want to hear not directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but through an intermediary, that's the break of clarity. That it's a das. It needs things that are not obvious. They need an explanation. They need an intermediation. And that is the beginning of the Chet HaEgel. And that is the repetition of Chet it's a das before. Moshe Rabbeinu, had it come to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael would become clear and would be no Torah Shebal Peh. Eretz Yisrael represents the world of physical, which is separate from the world of spiritual. That's why Yeshua, who is the one who was Tzehi Lochem Bamolek, is the one who does the Milchama Bamolek. And this is Luchos Rishonis and Luchos Shnius. So Luchos Rishonis is self-evident. There's no Torah Shebal Peh, the Beis Halevi says, because everything was self-evident, was obvious, was clear. By Luchos Shnius is when they wanted not to be obvious. They wanted to have an intermediation explanation is when things become unclear, which is Chet Etz Adas, that's the Erev Rav. And Luchos Shnius needs a Pirush, needs Torah Shebal Peh. That's Keneged Eretz Yisrael. And then when they go to Eretz Yisrael, which is a world which is not obvious anymore, that's the world that Moshe Rabbeinu can come. Because the Klal Yisrael were not Zoyche. So the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't come to Eretz Yisrael is because Klal Yisrael were not Zoyche to the Madrig of Moshe Rabbeinu, because they wanted not this Paklaria Mira. They wanted something in between. That's why says the Shlo, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Ani shlach malachi lefanecho," Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want the malach, says the Medrash. But by Yeshua, the malach comes, the first thing the malach comes, and says the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want the malach, Yeshua gets the gilui of Hashem through the malach, which is the same idea of intermediation, Klal Yisrael not Zoyche. So Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't come to Eretz Yisrael because Klal Yisrael were not in the madrega of having Moshe Rabbeinu in Eretz Yisrael. So the idea is, and this is what we saw, that Eretz Amalek, Omon Moyer, Shteit Nariv, so let's expose this Keneged the Moichin. Keneged the Moichin is the clarity of Seichel, the clarity of Das. Because of Chet Etz Adas, things are not obvious anymore. So that lack of clarity of Keser, Chochma, and Bina are not there, which is the beginning of Sheker. That's why Amalek represents that Esav. Esav is the Sheker Shebara Leilomi. Esav can only exist on the world of Lama Zeti Sharishmi, when things are not obvious. Why do you ask my name? The ability, the inability to see the obvious thing when questions are not obvious. That's where Amalek and Esav, which is the Sheker, starts, and that's Omun Moyevukish we saw last week in Neged Chochma Bina. So the lack of the ability of conquering Omun Moyev and etc. is exactly because of the Chet of Luchos HaRishonos, which is Keneged Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the word Toiv says the Shlo, the fact that the letter Tess is missing is Keneged the Toiv. What's the first time they mentions the word Toiv? The letter Tess is the word of the Or, Vayares Oyer Ki Toiv. The Oyer Ki Toiv is the clarity that Kodesh Boch was going as Latzadikim. That Gnizas or they were not Zoiche. That's why by Luchos HaRishonos never had the Tess, because that clarity they were not Zoiche to it. That's why Kodesh Boch didn't give the Tess, because otherwise Chas V'Shalom the Tess would be broken. The fact that the Tess, Fuch, Tess represents the Oyer HaGonos. Because the test, like the Zohar says in the Hagdama, is the Toiv Beguvei, is a letter that's enclosed and has the Tov hidden inside. This is one, the idea why do one Zoiche. But the Chidush is that how you could get to that clarity is Dafka through Torah Shebal Peh, which is Luchos Shnius. That's why Leman Itav Loche, the letter test, is there. But the Chidush is, they don't think that you bring the clarity to Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh allows you to reveal a clarity which is in there. The same way the Or, which represents Bais Rishon, which is Torah Shebichsav, was never disappeared. It's Nignas. HaKadosh Baruch was Goynes the Oyer, right? Rosh and Or Zorim, Gonzol Leosed Lovoi. The Chidush of Luchos Shnius, which is the Leman Itavloch, the Chidush is the Luchos Shnius, as Rav Shavu, they were written. Moshe Rabbeinu was already writing the Toiv in the Luchos Shnius. We just need to search and to find it. The idea is Keneged the lands of Kini, Knizi, VeKadmoni, Amalek. I'm sorry, Esav, Amon, Moav. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't conquer. Had he conquered, we had the clarity. But Moshe Rabbeinu allowed us to create a Pesach to conquer. As we saw last week, we were machlish samolek lifichorev through the Melchom of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Omon Umoyev is niteru b'sichoin. Sichoin, oig, sichoin, and sichoin, noig, they are the ones who are metayer Omon Umoyev. So Moshe Rabbeinu, by conquering Sichon Umoyev and Amalek, he opened the Pesach that the clarity of thought is there. We just need to unclutter the clarity of thought which is there. The Chidush is the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Leman Ita V'loch of Torah Shebaal Peh is written already in Luchos Shniyos in Torah Shebichsav. We just have to uncover it. The idea is that Sichon V'oig is the kibush of the Moichin through Moshe Rabbeinu, but the only thing is not populated. We have to populate. So the Chidush is that now Moshe Rabbeinu cannot come to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu can come to Eretz Yisrael. The clarity is there, but Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't give it to us. That's what the post says. They are not allowed to give to Klal Yisrael. So says Beferush, if Klal Yisrael took, like Omen Moiv, there's no problem. As long as we conquer Eretz Yisrael, we conquer the Midas, the Shivas Amimin, we are Zoyche by derivative to that. In other words, if we take away the Midas Rois, we'll see the truth, which is already there. The truth is Beguvei. That's why all the halachos of Moshe Rabbeinu not bringing to Eretz Yisrael is the lack of clarity, but the clarity is there, because by Sichon Ve'oig is the prototype of that clarity, which is the Kini, Knis, and Kadmoini. And therefore, the Isur is, like the says, once the Kedusha only comes after Eretz Yisrael, because that's the Kedusha. They were populated by themselves. The Moshe Rabbeinu could not bring Eretz to Bikurim. Bikurim is the Reishis Pri Adoma. The Reishis Pri Adoma cannot be Moshe Rabbeinu. That, after Chet Etzadas, we have to do it. But after we do it, we uncover it's already there. Therefore, the Mesor of Torah Shebaal Peh is that the Man Itavloch, and Luchos Shniyos is already written. Because the Leman Itavloch is that the toy which can get the oyer, the clarity of Shiva Semei Bereishis, is Tone Beguva is already gonus inside, and that is the idea of Luchos Shniyos. So Eretz Sichon Oig and Amalek tells you that Moshe Rabbeinu, the clarity is there. He was already conquered. He already opened. I told you that's the Yish of the Das. There is an ability of Yish Das, that there is an ability of clarity which is there. We just have to uncover, and that's the reality of the world. Apikorsus Torah Min Hashamayim or Olam Haba are realities that we just have to take away our desire of not believing to see it. That's why the moon of Avraham Avinu after Matan Torah, you don't have to be write a Sefer Yetzirah to find a Kodesh Bohu. As long as we conquer Lo Yisasuru Achrei Nechema, Ein Roa, if we don't have the Midas Roes, which is Keneged Etzol, if we don't have the Yetzahara, the Emes is already there. And that's the same idea that we learn Kol HaTorah Kula, and that's Luchos Rishonos. But then, when we forget, when we are born, and our avodah is to uncover what we have forgotten. Our avodah is to bring Luchos Rishonos from Luchos Hashniyos. Because that clarity is there. That's why the Leman Itavloch is written. And that's why the Yisur is not to conquer Eretz Yisrael. He conquered Eretz Yisrael for us. And he conquered it through Kini, Knis, and Kadmoini. But he could not bring us there. We have to get there on our own, which is Avodah Torah Shebaal Peh, and the search for clarity.